Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Bronwyn and Franstina of the International House of Reiki. Bronwyn and Franz teach Reiki around the globe and are the authors of the Reiki Sourcebook, the Japanese Art of Reiki, the Reiki Techniques card deck, and the soon-to-be-released A to Z of Reiki. The music you are listening to, Reiki Khan, is available at the International House of Reiki website, www.reiki.net.au.
Welcome to the Reiki Show, ordinarily coming to you from the International House of Reiki in Sydney, Australia. But today is no ordinary day. I'm Janet Dagley-Dagley, editor of the Reiki Digest, and your guest host for this edition of the Reiki Show, speaking to you from Hoboken, New Jersey, USA. My very special guest today is usually one of the hosts of the Reiki Show. She is the co-author, with her husband Franz, of a series of books that have shaken the very foundation of the world of Reiki. Thoroughly researched, impeccably documented, compellingly written, and beautifully illustrated, these books have changed the way we think about Reiki and the way we practice Reiki. Here are some excerpts from reviews from other people. What an incredible work. The Reiki Source Book is a gift to humanity. You will find everything you would like to know about Reiki in this book, the definitive manual, the most complete work ever done on Reiki. If you practice Reiki, you need to read these books. So, from the International House of Reiki in Sydney, Australia, welcome to the Reiki Show, Bronwyn Stina, author of The Reiki Source Book, The Japanese Art of Reiki, The Reiki Techniques Card Deck, The A to Z of Reiki, and at least one more book due out in 2007. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning, Janet. Well, you can teach me a thing or two, can't you?
I don't know about that. I'd like to learn quite a bit from you, not only about Reiki, but about book writing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you do it. Do you ever sleep?
Yes, I enjoy sleep very much. But, yeah, we do. We work really hard. You know, it's sort of like a 7-day-a-week, 18-hour-a-day job, I think.
It must be. I don't know how you manage to be so productive. And not just quantity, but quality. I have never given anything as good a review as I've given your work. And, I mean, we're supposed to, you know, as reviewers, try to find something good and bad to say about everything and, you know, give it an honest reaction. My honest reaction is, wow. So there you have it. We have only about 30 minutes, as I understand it, for the program today. And I have about several hours worth of questions, so we'll have to really focus on being brief. I'm going to name your books again, Bronwyn, and as I do, would you mind giving me a really quick description of the book? First, the Reiki Source Book.
It was something that came out of the confusion that we had felt, and we felt was sort of quite common in the Reiki community, about all the different stories, historical stories, and the different styles of Reiki and techniques and practices. And we felt that we really needed to put all that information that we'd been gathering over the years for our own knowledge into one book to try to help ourselves. I mean, I cannot remember all that information. And also to help all the people who are out there in the Reiki community who also need to get education and understand what is happening in the Reiki world and where they fit into it.
Okay, that's the Reiki Source Book. Let's move on. The Japanese Art of Reiki.
Yeah, well, this is our particular passion, and it's something that we love to do, which is look into the Japanese aspects of the system. And that's an ongoing thing. There's only so much information that is available on this, so we've really tried to look into the philosophy and culture that exist around Reiki when it first started to see what the influences on the system were. And that book actually is a very simple book, but a very practical book. So it just pulls the system apart into 5 specific elements and tries to create a whole practical system that people can use, which is Reiki.
Reiki self-care is the emphasis in that one also.
Yeah, that's true.
And, of course, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that practitioners, we tend to neglect the self-care.
Yeah, I take it for granted that it's about self-care. That is our focus as well. I said, you know, the Japanese aspects are our passion, but also very much that we don't see Reiki as something necessarily that's outside of ourselves. I had a lady on the phone last week and she was saying to me, you know, I've learnt Reiki and I just need to get back into it. Have you got any suggestions for me? She said, you know, I do Reiki on my cousin and my son. And I said, well, first thing that you really need to do is to just sit down and do some work on yourself. And you know what she said? Are you kidding? We've really tried to pull it back into that. That's been a very big thing for us.
Yes, yes. And anybody who does practice or who wants to practice on themselves regularly or who wants to make that practice more interesting has plenty of resources from you, including the next, it's not really a book, but the Reiki Techniques card deck.
Yeah. There's a booklet with it, which I actually really love that little booklet. I don't know if you've read through it in detail, but it's only very small, but it really does give a very concise and, you know, Reiki is simple, you know, so it looks at it from that very simple perspective, the booklet. But the cards, yeah, there's 45 cards. What we found was when we wrote the Reiki source book, that there was a great deal of interest in the techniques that we listed in the source book. A lot of people contacted us about that and said, wow, there's all these different techniques and I've been taught this one and that one and I'd heard about these other things but I didn't know what they were. And what we'd done is we'd made a point of getting the information about them, so who might have taught them, so what branch of Reiki, what they included, at what level you would learn something like that. And people love that. So we looked at that and we thought, well, there's obviously more interest in this and what can we do to work with this? And we came up with the idea of the cards. A lot of people have expressed curiousness, I guess, at the actual cards. So they were a bit like, well, are they tarot cards or, you know, what are you doing Reiki cards? And in actual fact, they are simply about what we talked about just before, which is about bringing people back into self-practice. All the cards in the deck, they're not about doing Reiki on other people. They're about working on yourself. And they're a really fun, creative way of finding ways to stimulate people to work on themselves.
I agree. And a good way to learn new techniques. Or to discover other interpretations of techniques that you might already be familiar with.
There's some that are very traditional, very much like from what we might have understood were first taught when Reiki started. There are some which are Japanese, and they are not original ones. So they're taught in Japan, but they actually only recently introduced into the system. Then there are the more Western ones, which a lot of them have been taken from the New Age movement. The cards actually do tell you where they fit into that sort of picture.
It's very open-minded. If it's something that's useful, you don't seem to worry too much about its lineage, you know, a certain technique. It's just, if it works, if it fits, then it's in there.
Because our passion is traditional forms of Reiki, doesn't mean that we don't think that other things work. We will all, as individuals, find techniques or ideas that stimulate us, and that's quite unique. So that there are such a wide variety of techniques, yeah, I wouldn't practice all of those techniques personally, but I know that some people love some of the techniques that I wouldn't practice. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say, well, this is the way I do it. You all have to do what I do.
Last but not, well, maybe it is least, I mean, in size, the A to Z of Reiki, or as we say in New Jersey, the A to Z of Reiki. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's a cute little pocketbook. I always am looking for information. You know, when I'm sitting at my desk and I'm working away and I need information and I've got the Reiki source book there, which is this big book, and, you know, I have to go through it to try to find what I'm wanting. We thought, well, the best thing that we could do, if only for ourselves, is to really condense the information, put it all into this easy A to Z style. So that's what we've done. And it's just so easy now. I was just looking up the address for the Saihoji Temple in Japan where Usui's memorial stone is. It's just so easy. I just go to S and there's Saihoji Temple, there's the address. So any information that you need, you can just pick it up and really get to it quite quickly. It's an easy book to use. I like it.
And it's really handy to keep with you on public transit, I can tell you. You know, if you want some reading matter for the bus or the subway or something to take with you to classes, it fits just about anywhere. It's truly a pocketbook. Now, can you give us a hint about the next book?
Yes. It's a book which is quite different to all our other books. It is about Reiki. Here in Australia, since last year, there's been a lot of discussion about the regulation of Reiki. This is happening in different countries around the world. The UK is at the moment working with the government with voluntary self-regulation. What happened here hasn't been successful, and I think that's because of the way it was initially approached. But it did stimulate a lot of discussion about working professionally as a Reiki practitioner and why we do it. In the UK, what they've said is their main motivation is that they're regulating Reiki to protect the client. And looking at all the different things that happen to Reiki around the world and the people who come for treatments, we found that people were, like the Reiki practitioners, quite confused as to what Reiki was and what to expect during a treatment. So what we've done is we've created a book which is called Your Reiki Treatment. It looks at your treatment if you were going for it. So it's not about the practitioner, it's about the client. So it's not a practitioner's how-to book. It's about if I was a client and I wanted to have a Reiki treatment, what I would do and how I would go about it, how I would find someone who was suited to me. It's broken up into three sections. There's the pre-treatment and the actual treatment, and then the post-treatment section. The pre-treatment